Good morning. It is Friday. It is already the 20th of December. In fact, the solstice. This morning, I woke up at the usual time and it was light outside. It's like, good Lord, this is very, very early for it to be so light because the solstice is tomorrow.
22nd?
Which I noticed something interesting, and you'll probably find this at your house too, unless you have a very crooked house. But if you look into the fireplace of any of your actual chimneys, over the next, probably tomorrow at lunchtime would be the exact time, you will see that the sun is directly above your house. In other words, the sun will come through and shine down into your fireplace. It's just a stupid thing.
It's a lovely story. It's unrelatable. I know. Fuck, but that's brilliant.
But don't you like it? I mean, Great. It's kind of interesting in a way for everybody to orient themselves in the universe. I like it. There, that's summer solstice. Oh, fuck. The light has come through into the fireplace. That doesn't happen every day. It's worth trying. If you got a fireplace, you'll thank me. Okay? There we go. Almost sorry I brought it up now. So this is something that's been pretty puzzling. Well, in some ways puzzling, but also very disturbing. Cars, listen to this. VW's profits have dropped by 64% this year.
Wow.
64%. Audi, 91%. BMW's profits have dropped by 84%. Mercedes-Benz.
This sounds like bankruptcy.
I know. Mercedes-Benz by 54%. It's a huge problem. This is a massive, massive issue in the car world.
I saw Elon tweeting something around the fact that Nissan's got maybe a year to go unless things drastically turn around sales-wise. And he said that's most car companies.
How many EQEs, that's the Mercedes electric car, right?
That was such a flop.
Have sold in China in October. A, two cars, B, one car, or C, zero cars?
Two.
No, zero cars.
Yeah. And that's zero. And that's China. They were quite keen on that whole electric thing.
Yeah, I think the other thing that goes along with this, and many people are talking about this too, is that in South Africa, there's a huge dominance of Chinese cars in the market at the moment. Because people are unable to justify spending 1.2 to 1.5 million rand on a car that's just described as good or reliable. We're not talking about something fancy here, right?
Yeah, I get that. So a mate of mine picked me up on Saturday and drove me to Loftus in his Haval, and it was impressive inside.
Yeah. I was in an Omoda.
Could not fault it.
Have you been in one of those?
Not yet.
An Omoda. It's a funny looking thing. A friend of mine has one. And she also took me for a ride in it. And I thought, this is not bad. It's not a bad car.
But what COVID taught us quite a lot about China, I always look at those cars and think they're great. They package well. They serve a purpose. The price point's phenomenal. But where are we in 5 years with these cars?
Oh, straight to the scrap heap, I'm sure.
What's the resale? And then the next thing I say...
No, it's like a Checkers trolley.
And then the next thing I think about, okay, so you know you buy the BMW and the Merc or whatever. Where are you in 7 or 8 years with those cars?
Probably still be okay. As long as they're still supplying the parts. And I mean, I took my car, which is now 10 years old. I took it in for a service the other day and luckily didn't cost me an arm and a leg. I had to replace some wiper blades and that kind of shit. But if it was substantially older, I think it would have cost me a fortune.
Either way, a car's going to kick you in the nuts.
Yeah,
Japanese cars have been quite proven in like how they work, how they run.
Yeah, they've got long lasting. That's why you still see Corollas and Cressidas
totally
rolling out of.
So, yeah, I mean, like the thing about China is that they've always just copied everything. They're not creative people; they're diligent people. They execute well. Yeah. So, all these cars are coming. They're flooding the markets, and the existing legacy brands all suffering. But it's going to be so interesting to see where this kind of goes in sort of 5 to 7 year kind of period. But what I feel like, I want to have sympathy for those cars that you've mentioned there, because growing up, I aspired to owning those cars. Yeah. I love what they did. Absolutely. They made cars cool. But all of these fucking people now are doubling down on this whole electric thing. So it's almost like they're committing their own sort of weird suicide. Because nobody wants those cars either, but they're putting so much money into the future of electric. Thinking like that's it. That's their way of getting out of it. You know, Mercedes back in the day, talking long, long time ago, they were in massive shit. did they then make a family car? Did they make something cost effective? No, they made the fucking gullwing door, swingy door thing, because they were like, right, screw this, we are going to fight fire with fire. And cars companies need to go back to being cool again. Electric cars aren't cool. It's the same as like Beyond Meat. You'll get a lot of PR, but real people don't want that shit.
No. No, I think that there's always going to be a place for quality material.
Yes.
There's going to be a place for cheap, nasty stuff as well that you know you're buying and it's consumable and you'll have to buy a new one again in a year. I'm not talking about cars, but everything. You know, you buy some stuff because you know it's instant and you need it there and then, but it's not the kind of thing that you're going to pass on to your grandchildren. I saw a very funny picture the other day on Instagram of like this very ornate carved wooden cabinet, and it says, this is what my grandparents left me. And then this like square box thing made out of formica. And it's like, this is what my grandkids are going to get from me, which is such an ugly indictment of humanity. It's like, we're not creating stuff that will last more than a lifetime. You know, there are things, I watched them refurbish Notre Dame after the fire. And I thought, that's a place that's really worth keeping, worth looking after.
Something proud of.
I don't know how many buildings that we build these days will be worth saving, Gareth, for the future.
Look out the window there. Look at that building there. It's a fine example here in the Joburg
CBD. Ugly, like a prison.
It's like a bad early game of Jenga behind you there.
So have you seen, if you've come through on the Greyston off ramp, they've built these two blocks of flats.
Prison block.
On the highway. They look like
prisons.
Seriously, they look like prison blocks. Now, I know that they're probably charging over a million.
It's low cost. Okay, over housing, a million essentially, per apartment. Many would say that's how you.
And if you're lucky, you'll have as much floor space as I have on this desk. You know, the toilet, kitchen area right next to it, bed, and tiny little space to crouch in when you're watching TV or charging your phone. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. And people will buy there because they want to be close to work.
Yeah. Totally understand that.
Because maybe it's, you know, it's the cheapest or the best they can get for value per distance or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
Who knows? They are the ugliest fucking buildings I've ever seen in my life. And it's called something like Diverse City.
Wow.
I mean, you just tell, look, like it's, some marketing.
It's a reflection on society, really. It's horrific. It's all built for basic function. There's no imagination. There's no romance.
Horrific.
There's no creativity.
Nothing.
That's all gone off the spreadsheet, unfortunately.
Andile says we don't need expensive cars anymore, honestly. Well, yeah, I mean, that's what you get one of those.
I saw it overturned. But so last week, I think it was Friday.
I saw on your social media. Ben saw one of these. It was blown over by a strong wind.
It was in a slight accident. But it was really funny because I was driving behind one that was still driving. And it was like being in like the wild. It's like, oh, that one got killed and this one's skirting by. You can see how nervously it was driving around. So it probably got like hit by a small car and then it was on its side. How no one just turned it over again with one arm, I'm not too sure.
I think it's very easy to, you could flip those things over.
Totally. Now, the thing about cars, this will be an ongoing thing, is that if you have a certain amount of money in life, you almost cap what your life is. If you have money, cars are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
They really are. There is something, like if I had money right now, I would buy the BMW M2 because it reminds me of the BMWs that I love growing up.
Yeah.
It's small, it's fast, it's like, it's not trying to be a cookie cutter kind of car like most luxury cars are. It just says fun. And I would gladly buy that. But like, I can't afford that car, so I don't have it. I'm not going to now say it because I can't afford it. It's a stupid car.
Sugar Shabalala says, I bought a Mahindra and I'm enjoying it. I'm proud of these Asians.
Okay, cool.
Very good. The Suzuki Fronks is a chunky boot car, according to Conco Chris.
That Fronks doesn't look so bad.
The Fronks. I saw something called a Jolion the other
day. That's the Haval.
Jesus.
But it's this one Chinese.
Who makes these names?
It's one Chinese company, but they have all these different sub brands. I think it's Chery, but then Chery has all these different sub brands.
Oh, okay.
It's like this endless myriad of cars.
And what about Faguar? I mean, Jaguar. Why are they gay?
Some of their old cars. There's a particular old Jag. I forget what it's called now. It was quite long and slender and very manly looking, like a very gentlemanly kind of car.
Yeah, that almost like a cigar.
I would like one of those.
You'd want such a broad bonnet that you could picnic on the bonnet with a family of seven.
We should know more about these cars that I would like to own. But it's inside, it's like leather and it's purposeful. And the dash, there's a lot going on there. A mate of mine's got this driver in Cape Town. So when I flew down to see him the other day, he sent this guy to the airport for me. Sounds posh.
Very rich.
He had an old E-Class Mercedes.
Oh, wow.
And for the 48-minute duration of this drive, we spoke about cars flat out.
That's amazing.
And it was a great conversation because it was exciting. And this guy told me about his car, the previous cars that he had. But in this car, it's so big. It's gigantic. And there's 286,000 kilometers on the clock.
Someone like Yonder, he makes a good point. He says, why bring back cars when we're not going to be driving in 10 years unless we all move to the deserts, the Karoo, and build new cities? I mean, we kind of, now when I go to Cape Town, I don't hire a car anymore. I used to do that 10 years ago. Now I just Uber everywhere. I know it takes a long time because it's busy and all that stuff. And especially now, it's going to be horrible. But I'll take my chances.
I think as a guy, to have a car is to have
freedom.
It's the icon of freedom in their life. Exactly. That's what it is. It's an extension of the things that they care about and what is special to them. So if guys just drive some piece of shit their whole life, it's a lot of unfulfilled love.
Yeah.
But again, it's like cars are so expensive. So I get that. I don't want to sound pompous, but it's just a beautiful thing still. It really is. And any guy who says it's not, they're just lying and don't have the money for it.
Well, there's a huge debate going on in the comments section about automatic and manual cars. I mean, there's still a lot of people who are holding out in the manual world.
I miss having a manual.
You do?
Not having a manual. Well, yeah, I would like to have a nice car that is a manual. Like if I got the M2, I would want that in manual.
But yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know if that's sensible. Sitting on that clutch the whole time.
Yeah, we had to drive it around like so much day to day. I'm not sitting in traffic. Yeah, but
then when, like for those that week in December that we're all looking forward to after Christmas, is that
you still drive with purpose and on the weekends you go places and do things.
I mean, really, people are being very mean about people who drive automatic cars. I actually don't think they're making that many more manual cars.
There's so few. Most cars have just always got this automatic transmission.
I think there are probably a lot of people who would not know how to drive a manual car.
That too. Because it's an easier driver's test to pass. I have an automatic car. It makes a lot of sense in the city for where I am.
Sure.
It's great. It's like driving a golf cart.
Yeah.
It's not a joyful drive, though.
Golf cart.
It's not an exhilarating drive. It just gets me here on time and it starts every day.
All right. Well, there we go. Then there's the insurance costs, says Migs. Okay, but now we're getting into the weeds. I don't want to go down.
Yeah, but that's also like saying women actually aren't that funny, but you hang out with them because they're hot. Like, let's not get too into it.
I want to show you a quick video of a guy. He's walking on this piece of wood. I'm not sure what the point of this video is, but after watching it, I immediately thought that everything about that video, the song, the person in it, the activity the person is participating in, the entire thing is pretty much 98.9% of what's wrong with society today. I'll show you. The believe in yourself guy. No, this is just, it's maddening. You got it? Okay. Well, while the producers are looking for it.
Believe in yourself, Flex.
Yeah, come on. We believe in you.
Flex is too busy December's bonusing.
He's busy on all the apps.
He's December bonusing right now. He's not producing.
The thing that irritated me about this, there's a song that I don't know if it's a real song or if it was just made for this video, because I can't imagine anyone would buy this. But the words of the song I want you to pay attention to, because it's horrific. It's just it's just lame as hell. And then I don't know what this person is doing. Have you found it? Oh, James wasn't even there. James was fucking about outside. No wonder. Poor Flex is trying to, he's trying to run everything now, James.
Why don't you just take a shit in between things like most people? Yeah.
Why do you take a shit in the middle of the show? Why would you take a shit at precisely 7:10 when you know that is...
You've got to structure your coffee better and then so you know that you're dropping trowel in like 9 onwards. There's people here in the comments that are going to rip you a new one now because you can't.
And we were just having such a good time in the comments section.
It was going
so
well.
Leaving you alone. There he is. Believe in yourself. I don't know what this person is.
Believe in yourself.
Listen to the words.
Help when you can. Give when you can. Smile when you can. Cry when you can.
I don't understand what the point of that is, but I know that that's what's wrong with us. I know that everything about that's wrong. Believe in yourself. Smile when you can. Help when you can. Cry when you can. All that shit. These are all the wrong messages that have filtered through. And then that person wearing that outfit, I don't know what they are doing on that piece of wood, which is taking enormous strain
on
two breeze blocks. I don't know what the point is. I don't get it.
I don't
Please, play it again. Torture people one more time.
I can't.
No, you have to. Here we go. One more time.
Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Help when you can. Give when you can.
What is it doing?
Smile when you can.
What?
Cry when you can.
What? What is it doing? Why is that person doing that? And why did someone record it and put it in on the internet? And why did it come up on my feed? Why? There are so many questions, and I don't know how to start answering them. It's going to drive me fucking ballistic. I've never been, at the same time, driven to insanity and angry for no reason. Just this clip.
I just don't think there are answers there.
What is that person trying to do?
Make content.
No, but what's the... They put the breeze blocks and that piece of wood there.
Gareth,
I need to know.
I think that the more we go into this, the stupider we will become.
That's me doing Ben's exercise program, says Congo Chris. And Snae says the bum is in the front and the flat tummy is at the back. Yeah. I think you call that a double.
That guy got a double gunt going on.
A double gunt.
Yeah.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah.
Again, goes back to what you were saying in the first hour, is that no one was ever cared about that person enough to say that you should not get into that sort of shape.
Horrible.
They all lied and said you're right to be fat.
Tracy has an idea. She says, in his mind, he's an Olympic gymnast. In the end, he looks like he lost a dare.
Look, I don't want to be even more morbid, but you know, this year we've spoken a lot about suicide. Maybe that's a step above. Maybe that's the way.
That's
out.
How you break through.
That's the best thing.
All right. Well, I don't know.
Because that person could. That song's terrible, obviously. But it's also a sign of like rock bottom is below that.
Jody says, cry when you can. Watching that blubber bounce around, the crying comes on automatically.
So true.
That is what gymnasts will come to in the future. If the left had won obese and no money for gymnast equipment.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Identify as Simone Biles rather than be them.
And all Bitcoin Boot can say about this is, Manus, haul your finger at me. Manus. And I'm not going.
Oh, you figured I God. Was honored.
Why did you have that
so quick?
Okay, stop. How come James could get that in 5 seconds, but he couldn't find the believe in yourself guy? Huh? How come Manus hit your finger of main honest is like always on standby? It's just unreal. Sure. Okay. All right, let's bring in our special guest for this morning. I think this is going to be a hell of an exciting thing.
Should I stay sitting here?
Yes, of course. Now you could stay right there. Why? Do you want to go?
No.
When are you flying to Cape Town?
Tomorrow. I just never know when you have a guest because then I just sit here like a doer for like half an hour.
No, but you know who this guest is.
Okay.
Someone you know as well.
Not Rudo.
No, this is going to be very exciting. James has Arnis Manus on his mind is what people are saying. Three Australian Olympian retired breakdance career. I can't even read this morning. So yeah, that was a big highlight for me of the year, is that Australian breakdancing.
So she featured on the Bounce Awards.
What's her name?
Ray Gunn.
Ray Gunn, that's it.
Yeah, and then while I was doing the research for the nominations, the memes, I forgot about the memes. There were so many good ones.
Yes, totally.
like when she's in Jurassic Park and everyone's running away from her.
Oh, that's fantastic. You got to watch the Bouncers Awards show. All right. Make sure that you, if you haven't caught that yet, there's lots of good stuff coming on there as well. If you haven't, got a good handle on the year from a sports point of
view. Reagan features in two categories, sports personality of the year and sports meme subject of the year. We also have sports of the year, loss of the year, win of the year.
Okay.
Male and female sportsman of the year, guest of the year. It's very comprehensive.
All right. There's one other thing I want to show you while we're bringing our guest in, and that is a new Ken doll that they've brought out. So I want you to see, this is the new Ken doll that they brought out to be companion to Barbie. And I think, again, this is everything that's wrong with the world, all in one commercial. Let's go.
From Mattel, Barbie's boyfriend is getting a much-needed and way more inclusive makeover. Introducing
pregnant Ken. He's a man with a baby. He's definitely male and not a lady.
His belly lets you know he's pregnant, and his beard lets you know he's a man. Because men can get pregnant just like women. In fact, there's no definition of women. We literally have no idea what a woman is. Pregnant Ken does all the normal things every birthing person does, like chest feed, then hide his breasts with chest binders. He rocks baby to sleep with his supple masculine arms. And Ken, being a man and therefore a good driver, can even put baby in the back of the car for a fun drive around town. Tell your birthing people to buy you a pregnant Ken today. Because why should women be the only ones who can experience the miracle of getting an abortion?
My body, my choice.
Available in the non-gender specific toy aisle at Target, adjacent to the chest binders for kids. Not legal for sale in Florida, Texas, or Saudi Arabia. Pregnant Ken, not actually a man.
All right, well, here she is. A triumphant return, people were asking. People were saying, where is she? And I told them the good news, but they didn't believe me. We've brought her back just before Christmas. Just so you know, she's here and she's back and she's powerful and she's now also a TikTok star in her own right. I mean, you are. You're killing it at the moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Simpiwem! Ta-ta! Hello, hey. Sims.
Hello, guys.
You look awesome. So glamorous, darling.
I mean, you must radiant. Never look like your problems.
Radiant.
But you, I mean, you've blossomed. I see there's this new human in the world thanks to you.
Oh yeah. Huh? That happened. Yes.
Well fucking done. No, it's a big deal.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's so funny. I was talking to another friend of mine. She also had a baby this year.
Oh wow.
And she, if you'd given me a list of all the girls who were going to have babies, she would not have been on that list. And she's loving it. And it looks like you are loving it. I mean, it's a challenge.
It's a big challenge. I can't believe I'm someone's mom. I'm responsible for a whole human.
I know.
Gosh.
It oddly suits you in the 3 seconds I've thought about this.
I know. Really, it's weird, huh?
So yeah, like it's a big adjustment. I'm still adjusting, but yeah, like I've spent like almost 3 months with the kid and I'm like, oh my gosh. I don't want to go back to work.
I'm proud of you. Well, you're going to have to come at some point.
Right? Oh, yeah. I definitely have to. But if it was up to me, if money was not an issue, you know, I could just do whatever. I'd be like, see you guys in tears.
So what's the most exciting and cool part of it? And what's the most terrifying part of it? Because you've put out some videos. I've seen some of them. I think you should lay it all bare for the audience. You know, the comment section.
Yeah. I think the cool part is the breastfeeding. That's such a superpower. Like, she cries, she's fussy, whip out the boob, solves everything.
You know, that also works with adult men. They don't necessarily need to feed from it, but you whip out a boob and you get anything you want.
You just whip out and that's it true. Solves 90% of the problem. And, like, breast milk is such a super, it's a super thing. Like, it fixes so many issues, skin, health. You know, any problems, just give her breast milk. Should sort it out.
Right.
But also the downside is I'm always hungry. Like, I could eat an elephant and 20 minutes later.
You got to replenish yourself, right?
Yeah, 20 minutes later, I could eat another elephant.
You become, no, Flex, bring her here. Bring her here.
Have you entrusted these two?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, man, you are gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
What's your name?
It's Kitlakonalofeti, which means
thanks
I am.
Thanks very much for that one. That's only the most complicated name I've ever heard in my life. No, bring her. Give it to mom.
Which that's means so I am blessed.
That's so sweet, man.
Hey. This is the first baby you ever had in this
video. I know. This is the youngest person I've ever interviewed by a long way.
Don't cry. Don't cry. What did you do, Flex?
Flex.
Show to Flex.
For your bonus, you don't want, baggage.
Sorry, I just want to point out, if you are in the running to be Flex's December bonus, he's actually really good with kids.
Yeah, he actually is. Very, he did that very well.
Very dexterous the way he walked in here. Yeah. And offloaded.
So look at Sims. So a lot of people here are saying that this is exactly right. This is amazing. Sims agrees with you. Like, people are saying you look perfectly at home being a mom. Yes. Sugar says, we missed that smile. Aww. So good to see you, sweetheart, says Snae.
Hey, everybody.
Barbara says, motherhood agrees with Simpiwe.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't this great?
Yeah.
So how lovely.
I've even lost weight because of breastfeeding.
I'm impressed.
So I'm happy with that.
But you do. You look extremely good. I mean, like, you look happy and glowing and all of these things. So let me just ask you, because people are already saying, like, how did you not know? Because you didn't know you were pregnant.
No, I didn't. And that's like, I think that's the wildest thing that's ever happened to. Oh, sorry. Okay, let's not.
All right.
I don't know. I think.
Because you remember you passed out the one day.
Yes, and I even went to the doctor, and the doctor said it's probably stress, so he gave me a few days off.
I remember that, and I was like,
hindsight, that was not stress at all. It was this little bugger. But yeah, like the typical symptoms that you would experience during pregnancy, I don't think I experienced them. And even if I did, they, like, fainting was like, oh, it's stress. So I thought, oh, because it's stress, I was working out. I wasn't really losing weight with the working out, but I wasn't too stressed with that, because I was like, oh, you know, as long as I'm active and healthy. So, yeah.
Now, when you talk about breastfeeding, how many times do you have to do that a day?
Oh, it depends.
Like, how old is she now? 3 months?
She's going to be 3 months very soon. Okay. It depends how hungry she gets. I'm a human pacifier at this point.
Yeah.
You know? But usually, like, 5-6 times in a day, easily. And, like, could last for 5 minutes or, like, an hour and a half, depending.
And the sleeping?
Oh, she's great. So, she does sleep.
Oh, good. That's a good.
I have to wake her up. For like night feeds and stuff. But she's amazing. Like, I have not lost too much sleep. But very demanding. Like, you know, when she wants food, she wants it now.
Oh, Sugar says, I'm crying on today's show and I'm not even on shrooms. I'm just having a Savannah.
Oh.
First thing in the morning, hey? Your Christmas.
December, boss. So
yeah, exactly. Well, go for it. You're positively glowing, says Janet. And what a story you have to share with the world. I agree. You know, motherhood is an absolutely phenomenal thing to see. And I still think it blows my mind when I realize, like, how many women are able to just instinctively know what to do. It shows you, like, you wouldn't have ever thought you'd be in this position.
Oh, never.
Right?
I would have never even volunteered myself for this position. Yeah. But now that it's happened, it's like, okay. You know,
and does it give you like a renewed sense of purpose?
Oh, yes, because I'm like, oh, now I need to work hard. Like,
and the priority is
the most important person in the entire universe for your kid,
right?
Yes, and I was watching just the other day, I think Tuesday, it was the documentary of Lily Phillips, and I was like, oh, this can't be her. I need to make sure I raise a good girl. I need to make sure I do right by her. Like, we can't afford this. Like, no matter how desperate we get.
What did your gran have to say? Is she very excited?
Oh, she's even forgotten about me. She doesn't know who I am anymore. She walks into my room.
Oh, she just talks to the baby.
Yes. And checks on her.
Yeah.
Oh,
Babas.
Oh, sorry. She just checks on her. And they like bond, and they even have like nap times together. It's amazing.
That is amazing. What's up with all the ladies on the Gareth Cliff show getting pregnant? Leanne Moll's next. No, man. You know, we had this discussion with Leanne, and she's barren. We've had this discussion. she's like Abraham's wife, Sarah. There's nothing going on there. So did you at least miss us? Because we missed you.
Yes, I did. I've been watching the show now and again.
Yeah.
Keeping up with like the messages on Slack and WhatsApp just to know what's going on.
Have you seen how many more people we
have? So many people. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, guys, I just left. Like, you don't need that many people. I'll come back.
We needed you on Tuesday night. We filmed a show which is going to go on SABC One. Which you're going to love. Oh, shame, man.
Oh, sorry.
And we filmed this show for SABC One. We've got Trevor Gumby, Nina Hasty, Tumimarake. It's going to be phenomenal.
Oh, I would have loved to be part of that.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And who else was involved?
Kurt Darren,
that's right.
Kurt, he's still alive?
Kurt's, I'll have you know, he's resurgent right now. He's got a song about a spider.
Kurt's doing great.
He's playing at places like Stuttgart.
Oh, man.
What can't Flex do?
Look at him. He's phenomenal.
Ladies,
Flex picks up the baby.
Flex is in your DMs right now.
I know, right?
But he's unplugged the camera.
Did he?
No, James, you're going to have to come and do that. Flex, you can't do that with a baby.
Yeah.
You see, men think they can
multitask. No, you can't do that. Mm-mm. No.
Have you discovered that you have new and secret abilities that you didn't have before? Like you can hear things, you can feel things, you can see things? Because a lot of moms say they can.
Yes, but I think it pertains more to her. So I could be quite far away, like the opposite room. And I'll be like, I think she's woken up. And I walk into the room and I see her. She just literally opened her eyes and I'm like, oh yeah, you up? When she's about to cry and if I'm not in the room, I'm like, something's wrong. Let me go check on her. And boom, she's like literally doing the signs of like, she's
I'm
about to cry.
So obviously this means that you've had to put a whole lot of other things on hold. I mean, you would have been at the Chris Brown concert.
Yes.
Ordinarily.
Yes, I would have.
I saw some footage from there. It looked pretty damn amazing. Did you see that aerial stuff he pulled?
Oh, yes. But you know, Chris Brown, I knew he was going to do amazing things. But can you talk about his DJ?
I wasn't at the concert, but tell me about him.
So I saw some clips. His DJ is called DJ Fresh, funny enough.
Oh,
I thought it was the actual big dog.
Okay,
know, DJ Fresh, our own local guy. But he played like a set. And he did his research. He was playing Sister Bettina, a.k.a. Ricky Rick. He even played some Brenda Fassie Weekend Special. I was like,
the guy knows his audience. That's a good DJ.
That's what you do when you come to South. Make sure you do your research because everyone was going crazy. So yeah, I'm very impressed with his DJ. I'm impressed with even Chris Brown from what I've seen online. He performed to like one or two local songs as well. Like he danced to them, and
so
I was like,
what I'm hearing is that there are all these other artists who've now seen how well he did here.
Yes.
Because it's hard to sell out a concert.
Yes.
It's hard to do a big show these days. It's very difficult to get a crowd to come to a show because, you know, the people just watch on screens now. It's like everything.
Yes.
Why go to the trouble if you can just watch it afterwards? So a lot of American artists are now watching this and they've decided they want to come to South Africa.
So for those who don't know, he sold out the FNB Stadium.
Which is huge.
Two nights in a row.
Massive.
Yes. Two nights in a row.
That is incredible.
Like you can get, who else is coming out here? Like Ed Sheeran couldn't do two nights in a row.
No.
U2 had never done two nights in a row back in their day. Beyonce wouldn't do two nights in a row.
Maybe she could. Maybe. I don't know.
Taylor Swift, no.
Oh, hell no.
Two nights in a row. That's a huge stadium.
Yeah. Yes. So I think that that is a very good sign. I mean, remember, these artists are also like they're hungry now because they need to find places that will pay them and that will sell
out. But we need to be honest with them. Stay in America. Stay. South Africans, because South Africans are very picky with who they support. Ox Burnaboy, he also tried filling up F&B.
Yeah.
He only sold 1,000 tickets.
That's
they
right.
had to cancel the show because South Africans are like, see, now we're not going there.
So with Chris Brown, do you think it's like a little bit of nostalgia for an old school?
Or because he clubbed Rihanna?
No.
I did see a lot of people losing their shit about, well, not a lot. There were one or two like people moaning and screaming. I mean, Chris Brown, you can't go and watch someone who beats women. I mean, who knows what the artists that you like are doing in their spare time? They might be horrific people.
They're all horrific people. Most people are.
Yeah, but you like their music, so you go to their show.
But what is it about Chris Brown that's so special that he can fill out that stadium twice?
I think
it's because of his career, man. And yeah, like songs. I was in high school when Run It came out and War to War. And he performed those songs. And I think that was also a very good move from him. He didn't perform any of his new stuff.
No one ever cares about the new.
So he went old school and everyone was like, he was crumping. And we're like, oh my gosh, I remember the days and I was crumping. He did amazingly well. Shout out to him. And he's been cancelled. You know, in America, he's not allowed to perform like at the Super Bowl and at like the various award ceremonies.
People like people who've been cancelled because they like the rebels. These are the countercultural people of the current generation.
Yeah.
So you want them because they're more interesting.
So on the Super Bowl, though, okay, so now he's been cancelled, you say.
Yes.
But now this Super Bowl coming up now, who's meant to be performing?
I think it's Kendrick.
Isn't it Jay-Z? Jay-Z's part of this whole
thing. Jay-Z is busy facing lawsuits. He's not touching the Super Bowl.
He's getting fingered with his lawsuit. Now they're like, can he
still... I think it's a bad choice of word, Ben.
Now that he's embroiled. Now he's embroiled in all this pedo stuff. Yeah. Like they're going to run out of people who could do the halftime show anyway. You can't have Taylor Swift every single year.
No, who wants it every year? I mean,
but
really.
There's other artists. Some people are saying Lil Wayne should do it. I think he's past his prime, and health-wise, he wouldn't be able to do a Super Bowl.
Why is he unhealthy?
The guy, he looks like he's going to...
Lil Wayne?
Health-wise.
Health-wise, guys, I don't think that guy could like...
I mean, with those tattoos on the face, I think...
Imagine him try
it's going to be horrific, yeah. Actually, good point.
Lil Wayne's 42.
Yeah.
But search how he looks like. He looks 82. Just search.
According to this picture. Yeah.
He looks 82. Thank you.
In fact, have you got that video of that woman in the jersey? I've got a... I think this might be... This might actually be... It might not be a woman. This might be Lil Wayne.
Oh.
James, I'm going to send you a pic of what I assume he looks like now.
No. Here it is. Show them. Show them. Baby like...
Belly. Weird.
That is actually Lil Wayne, right?
Yeah.
There we go. I knew it.
Imagine him trying to perform.
This looks younger than me.
But he looks older than you.
But face tattoos do kind of tell a bit of a story. James, you get that picture?
Yeah, when you can, just put that up. Because I hadn't thought about Lil Wayne, and I'm kind of pleased I didn't for a very long time.
We were talking about old DJs earlier. David Guetta is 57, Fatboy Slim 61.
Yeah.
But this song's got a lot of mileage on that 42.
But you know, people also can't get enough of the nostalgia, hey?
Yeah.
This is part of the reason I think that Chris Brown did well. And also, you'll see when they do these concerts, and it's sad, they bring out like these old 80s singers. And people go because they want to hear, and it's not the same because you're now going to have a much older version of your childhood favorites.
It's like, you know, the Goo Goo Dolls were meant to come out at the start of this month.
Yes, I interviewed the guy.
The guy got
pneumonia
or some shit. And
yeah.
Because you're old. Stuff trips you up.
So I interviewed him. It was actually a really fun interview. I think we played it. Didn't we play it out the other day? Yeah, we put that on the roster so you could check it out again in case you missed it. Oh, my God. Is that Lil Wayne?
That's Lil Wayne.
No, that's Whoopi Goldberg.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
Sure. No, I mean, I've never thought that Jay-Z was that good looking, but Jay-Z looks better than Lil Wayne in that picture. That's bad.
Horrible. So, yeah, I don't think he could be able to handle the Super Bowl.
No, that's terrible.
And, yeah, there's also Usher who's busy performing in America, but he mustn't come here because he's going to bring his shenanigans and try to feed people's wives.
Did you see how much trouble Waris got into with all the feminists? Because Waris said that the girls who were organized for Chris Brown were actually there for the supporting crew because he didn't think they were good quality. Waris, let me tell you, if you don't follow him, you are missing out on some very, very funny shit.
He's a very
looks
interesting
for such
character.
Trouble, hey?
I see him every single week, and I always chat to him, and I feel like I don't live in the same world as he does.
He knows stuff that the rest of us are still figuring out. I'm telling you. And then there was also that, there's so many stories going on in the news. Did you see this, though? Apparently, the U.S. firm Liquid Death has sold out a limited edition pit diaper, which is designed for concert goers. This is, again, talking about old people and these events, right? So if you're very old, but you like to get into the mosh pit at a rock festival, or I suppose if you want to go up alongside the stage where Chris Brown is, but you know you're going to be there for a long time and you don't want to have an accident, you know all about nappies now, right?
Simply yes.
So this is now an adult nappy to avoid long toilet queues.
Oh, my word.
It's a black pleather accessory. It features metal studs and chains. It's available for $75. The brand? No. Look at that thing. It offers unusual merchandise in the store. They also have fortune cookies, but with gruesome predictions inside, a soap designed for psychopaths, and a can of duct tape to a wall for 5.2 million as opposed to banana duct taped to a wall. These are the kinds of things these people are selling. But apparently this is sold out. It is sold out.
Twitter never yar as well.
Yeah, that's also that guy I saw passed out on the street. That's their marketing image. That's the actual picture from the website.
I like how his shirt says circumstances, as in
you could read
circumstances to having this thing.
I think he's already shat in those pants by the looks of things.
Of course he has. It's come to the front already.
Disgusting.
But like, if you see a guy,
it's come to the front.
If you see a guy party with one of those and he goes quiet for 20 seconds, you know, like, dude, you're basically just having a shit.
Might I just suggest that if you see a guy at a party you go to wearing those, you're at the wrong party.
Good start. Yes, you're very much the wrong
probably
party.
Should get the hell out of there. Get out of Dodge. So you see some people. The world's got weirder since you've been mothering.
Word. Oh, no.
Yeah. Your little window sounds perfect right now.
Like, that is just, how desperate are you for like dressing like that? Like, that is horrible.
So I don't know if you followed the news at all. I wouldn't blame you if you haven't. But our favorite president.
Oh, Donald Trump?
No, this one.
Oh, Cupcake.
Cupcake. He has signed the National Nuclear Regulator Amendment Bill, enhancing nuclear safety and aligning with global regulatory standards.
Can I ask something? Why is he signing so many bills? Like, does he know?
He maybe knows. I don't know. Maybe he thinks something he's is, out of his.
He's been signing a lot, like just left, right, and center. Without any like announcement to say, hey guys, tomorrow, he's just like boom, shaka, boom.
But apparently, that bill in particular looks like someone just gave it to him and said, you got to sign this. You know, like when you.
Like half the bills he signed.
Because, yeah. Because I mean, like, who cares about nuclear line? We don't have nuclear power. So those
we
kind of do. Things.
We have Kuberg, which is a little bit. It's a.
Just that. You know,
there's that one. And then we've got the Pelindaba reactor. But I went to
Isn't
see
that
it.
Just disconnected.
I went to see it 6 years ago. And they use it now to, yeah, exactly, to just color topaz blue, for example. They drop gemstones in there and they change their color. But that's like, kind of all it's doing.
It just looks like a bill from Europe that's like, well, we need you to sign it as well.
Yeah.
Because we gave you money, you got
to
sign
it. That's it. I think it's cool, the Europeans who want us to do all the solar and wind.
Yeah. Well, that's shit that we don't need.
No, we don't need it.
But the timing of this is interesting.
I think you're right. He's been signing a lot.
But I also saw, I think it's one of the European countries where they are sending out war kits and like things for their citizens and stuff like that. To kind of prep. And I'm like, what do they know that we don't? And now he's signing this. So,
well, okay. Hmm. So this leads us on to something that I've saved for the end, because I jokingly started the show by saying the aliens are going to come. They have noticed all over New Jersey, which is not a state that's particularly well known for anything, really. It's like the poor version of New York. Mm-hmm. New Jersey, the skies have been absolutely filled with glowing orbs and UFOs and unidentified aerial phenomena, as they're now called. I don't know what's going on here. I've heard lots of people speculating. I've heard some people who are supposedly, in inverted commas, experts on this. They don't know what these things are. The president of the United States, even though he's an old age home patient, he says he's heard it's nothing nefarious. But I haven't believed Joe Biden.
Just like his son.
Well, exactly. I mean, if the guy he pardoned, you know.
Yeah, that he said he would never pardon.
So what do we think? Let's just sketch, because we're about to go into Christmas. The show's taking a break. We hope we'll be back in January if all of this weird shit isn't really truly weird. Mm-hmm. What's the best case scenario? What's the worst case scenario, do you think? If these are aliens, if they're just people learning how to do a really good drone show for the next Chris Brown concert, who knows?
Okay, so best case scenario, I think, is the hardest one here to go with. So let's have a stab at that.
All right. I'll try. I'll say the best case scenario is we're on the verge of something really big, technologically, with AI, with this new microchip that Google's been talking about. It's called Willow, which can do computation at a speed that was before absolutely impossible if you lived for millions and millions of lifetimes. So there could be something very big on the horizon. Mm-hmm. And there are advanced civilizations either in the multiverse that can pop through and in and out, like we've seen in Marvel movies, or there are actual aliens, and they're here to shepherd us into the next phase of our evolution. Because we won't be able to do it on our own with our primitive ape minds. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Best case scenario, we're about to enter a state of being where we put away all our ape behavior and we can truly, your little baby girl is going to grow up in a world where all of that stuff she won't have to worry about. She won't have to worry about war or nuclear nonsense or work for the purposes of like making material money and just boring shit like that. Like, we're actually going to get to a stage where we can evolve to the next level. And that's what's going on here. That would be the best case scenario for me.
Okay. So I would say my best case scenario is that Elon's organized drones, and on New Year's Day, it comes down saying, happy 2025, motherfuckers, because it'll be just useless. It'll be geek-like humor, which we know he's capable of.
Okay.
And that, to me, would be the best case scenario. Because I think the worst case scenario is any kind of interference from outside. This whole thing of like, drop your apeness. That's who we are. That's all we ever will be. We drop our apeness, we've got nothing. We are just, and then we're puppets to someone else. You can't give us civilization. We're happy to be the bottom dregs of this universe that we are. We are, if we get civilized, it's another nice way of saying we get captured, we get controlled, we get put into, I mean, the world will then just become Guantanamo Bay of the solar system.
We've realized this year, in fact, most people only realized this year, but some people realized a little bit before this, that the leaders that we have are not actually leaders. They're not, they don't have any special abilities. The experts that we have are not actually experts. We're pretty much all just apes. And the apes that we've been trusting to like look after stuff have been cuck at it, right? All of them are cuck. Mm. So now I think we need to hope and pray that this is a sign that there are superior beings from somewhere else, I don't know how, and that they're going to help us. They're going to hold our hands and guide us into something better.
With what incentive? People don't help because they're altruistic or whatever that fucking word is. People want to control. And it's the same, I think, anything in our universe. This whole thing of like, oh, you guys need our help. Okay, what's the price? Your brain. We're going to steal all your genitals. You'll live the rest of your life with a fucking thing up your asshole.
Okay, so nothing, that's the worst case scenario.
Nothing nice is coming from the aliens.
No, my word.
They don't care about us. You look at those guys over there. We love them so much. Just give them all our things. No.
No. I would say the best case scenario is that we just bring back shaming. That's it.
Is that would be enough for you? Because we have talked about shame that drones. On the show, yes, like, a lot. Shame and we're all big fans of bringing back shame.
People are sharing too much. They failed their driver's lessons or driving test 10 times and they're like, oh, I did so great. No, you're an idiot. Like, you're sleeping with 1,000 men and we're like, yeah, let's go. No, stop that. Like,
did you see that chick? We discussed her on the show.
I watched the documentary and I'm just like, I'm more upset about the parents, eh?
Mm.
Yep.
Like,
and you know her mom is like her accountant.
Yes, and then the friends' dads watch the content, and yay, parents! You see, bring back shaming. You see, if we can bring, then we don't have to deal with things like that. Then the feminist movement are like, can take a step back. You know, the
so maybe
blue pill, red pill, take a step back.
Maybe the drones will just put in the sky the Epstein list. The Diddy list.
See, that's
thank
it.
You.
That'll bring back but some shame because those people at the top sky need to be shamed first. Yes. Then it'll trickle down. And then eventually the guy who falls asleep in Cape Town with his dick out of his pants pissing will stop doing that too.
That's, stand up. That's the best case.
Huh? It's such a good point you made.
I like it.
Simple.
See, we have missed you, Sims. I want your best case. This is why we needed your wisdom.
I want your best case.
Okay. Worst.
It's Epstein. Epstein's in the clouds coming back.
It's what I saw recently. I don't know how true this is. Apparently Russia has found a cure for cancer. And they've tested it on like rats and apparently it works. If this goes out to the masses, me, I'm scared because I don't know what's in that. You know, they haven't
just
done
like the vaccines.
They haven't done a human trial. So they're just gonna boom to the masses. I think that's the worst case scenario. Like, we don't know what people are getting in the we found the cure for cancer.
So what does that have to do with the
because I think that's orbs. How no, because I think that's how they get you. You know, you come in sick and you're like, oh, they're gonna help me. And then no, they don't help you. They put in things into your body and now jiggy jiggy, half robots, you know.
Are you saying the Russians are putting cancer into the sky? They're going to shoot everyone. Everyone gets cancer, and then they're the only ones with the cure.
Jeez, no. Then you'd be an evil Bond villain. Like, okay. You'd be a really fucking nasty Bond villain.
If you have the cure for something like that, then you want everyone to be sick. Look, that's how these pharmaceutical companies work. Mm,
that's a good point.
Sorry, I said that with no emotion, but I mean, it's
kind of... No, it's the worst. Okay, so the worst case scenario, it's going to be... The worst case scenario is it's like, it's just some lame American military experiment. And they're not going to tell us anything, and they're going to pretend nothing happened. And everyone's just going to go back to work, and it'll be the same next year as it was every other year. And maybe there'll be some people who'd be probed in their assholes by aliens. It's always on, like, it's always on farms. Have you noticed? It's never like in the city, where you know, and some uptight, like, middle class couple both get abducted, and then they both get back, and they're like really uptight about it and tense, and they go to their psychologist, and they're
tough, like,
we were probed by it, but we don't want to talk about it. It's never, maybe they, because they'd be shameful, you know, they'd be ashamed. So is these hicks on farms. Well, I was out milking the cows, and Daisy started making this weird noise, and I saw this light in the cornfield.
And then you went. And because we that's what people check. Of your skin color do.
We went to go and see. I took my gun. Mm. When I tried to pull trigger, because them green little men got out of some flying space saucer, I pulled the trigger. My gun just didn't go off. Mm. And then they put me in the ship, and they put things up my anus. So is that.
Yeah.
I was putting things up their anus.
More of the story, don't go to the light.
And also just watch your ass this festive season.
Yes, I think that's a great place to end the show, Ben. Watch your ass this festive season, all right?
Cover your ass. I mean, we're talking about you going to parties, wherever you are.
Right. Yeah, and no minus finger up your anus, not today. Okay? I know that's what you were planning, producers. You're not doing it. So let's end.
Do not end with that Dutch guy, because he gives me nightmares.
Have an awesome
Stairway to Starlight. Stairway to Stardom.
That was your favorite.
That's
Sims. I'm so happy to see you. We will have you back in the new year.
Yes,
things are going on, and I'm delighted to meet your little girl. Ben, enjoy your holiday.
Thanks, guys. I'm
gonna Sims, really enjoy Christmas, and everybody enjoy the new year and everything that goes with it. We'll be back on the 6th of January. And there's plenty of good stuff happening on the Real Network, including new and unreleased shows, which will be taking place in the next couple of days. Make sure you get on the bounce, all the new episodes. Let's Talk Man, brand new episodes. The Shady Podcast, brand new episodes. And we will be back for more live shows on the 6th of Jan. Be good. Crazy like. Oh, so gross. Why not?